The midterm elections are just around the corner, and it seems the country is more divided than it has been in decades. Delmarva Public Radio SS George Merrill writes that he believes there is a hunger for something different from the flash of the hostile rhetorical style.
Soon we'll be voting. I hope you will be too. My choices will be influenced by a recent funeral I watched of one of the great Americans who served our country in war and in peace. A real winner. I'm speaking of Senator McCain. Funerals are rites of mourning. They are the ritual ways individuals and nations begin letting go of their loss while embracing its legacy. John McCain's funeral celebrated the life of a patriot we've recently lost, while offering his profile as a citizen to emulate. We are reminded what servant leadership looks like and how important it is. What gives significance to events as much, if not more, than their particular character is their timing. Timing is everything. That the senator should have died at this particular time in our political history, I see as providential. His funeral conveyed a simple but profound message that Americans have needed to hear and to feel for at least 20 months. You're okay, I'm okay, and we're okay. It's not that we aren't hurting or struggling, but that at the end of the day, although bloodied, we're not bowed. America is okay. There's a prevailing message emanating from today's administration that I would describe this way. You're not okay, we're not okay, but trust me, I'm okay. Trump's contempt for our citizens is changing the way neighbors see each other and the way they treat each other and talk about the most sensitive issues in American life. The practice of pitting us against each other has actually earned a name. It's called the Trump effect. I think Americans, except for some, long for a reconciling of differences, a coming together as one people. It's actually a heart hunger. Watching McCain's funeral, I had the overwhelming sense of my own personal dignity, as if, while the tributes to a great public servant were being expressed, I, as an American, was being dignified in the process. I'm not sure just how that works, but the feeling was there. Maybe it's something as simple as being in the presence of what's essentially good, how it sometimes inspires us to reach higher, not just scramble for something more. Or maybe it's been so long since I felt that being an American was something to be proud of. I think just seeing and hearing from decent men and women who have served, really served others, makes me a better person for what I've witnessed. All of our ex-presidents understood what servant leadership is. They know what it can cost. By their tributes, they affirmed how they witnessed such leadership in Senator McCain's life. They were political adversaries once, but also understood that they were all joined in serving a higher purpose. It was particularly moving then for me to watch as Vice President Biden delivered a eulogy, as it was to watch ex-President Obama and George W. Bush make their statements of the importance of character in public service. By being a part of the ceremonies, our previous presidents stood for the reconciliation, I believe, we long for. With all her blemishes, I want to say again, America is really okay. Let's vote to keep her that way. Let's vote for the candidates who first and foremost love the country, respect her values and institutions, and who show the moral character to serve us all with justice and humility. Vote on Tuesday. George Merrill on the Shore.